Hello, this is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk on Sports Byline. And we have with us today our wonderful guest, Mike Buckley, who is the CEO of the SailGP USA team and just finished the races in New York. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a great week in New York. I'm still, I think, recovering. The adrenaline has just dropped in my body last night. It was a great week. Great media coverage of the racing. Sunday was absolutely epic. High wind, fast F50s ripping around. You know, the best skyline in the world. So can't complain.
Well, we set the scene for you last week by talking about what had happened with all the boats being retrofitted because the mast broke in the San Francisco race. Can you first just tell us about the technology and what was done with the boats and how they changed from San Francisco to New York since one race was canceled in between?
Yeah, so, the league maintains all of our F50s, which is great for all the teams. We just have to focus on the actual racing. And they determined that they didn't like what they see. They didn't like what they found when they started looking at the Australian wing that had failed in San Francisco. And out of an abundance of caution, they made some structural changes. The league took a huge amount on to be able to, do that in time for New York. But I think it just shows that, the league wants to make sure that we're all safe when we're out on the water. So we did a day of what they called wing validating last week before we got underway. And, basically a stepped process to ensure that all the structural changes that they made, were holding up. They put some fiber optics in a couple of the wings so they could see how the loads were, acting, and they deemed that, everything went as planned, and we went out there and raced with no issues. Sunday was more wind than all our boats were configured for. We were configured for light wind, and it was very windy. So I think that just shows that their fix was probably above and beyond.
Oh, that's great. And, it's so exciting when you have the bleachers and all the crowd there, which is so unusual for sailing until, of course, SailGP came along and came up with this wonderful new F1 Formula Racing style of sailing. What is it like for you? Where are you when this race happens?
Well, I am. I was this weekend. I was on the back of our F50. We sail with between 3 and 6 people, depending on how much wind. So when there's on Saturday, it was pretty light. We sailed with 3 and 4 crew, and on Sunday it was very windy, so we sailed with the full squad. So on Saturday I watched from our chase boat, which allows me to be hooked into the comms unit and seeing all the data on the screens and being out there and helping Taylor and the team kind of spot wind and use my kind of sailing instincts to give them as much information as possible on the F50 in real time. And then on Sunday, I was actually racing with the team and right in amongst it in the excitement.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't there to see that myself personally, because I really enjoy being there in person. But we're here in a broadcasting to our 100 million people in 168 countries, and also on the American Forces Network this afternoon when this show is rebroadcast. And they're only getting an audio signal from us, so we're creating the visuals of what's happening so that people can imagine it. Tell me, I know I have been on the back of a chase boat following the F-50s. When the races first came to San Francisco, they allowed those of us in the media to be able to go on the chase boat, and that's quite a ride, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, being on the chase boat is exhilarating in itself. Our chase boats have two really large engines and go very, very fast, but it's we're full throttle to keep up with an F50 in windy conditions. It's actually it's quite an unpleasant ride, because you're just there's waves, and with the F50 you're hydrofoiling above the water, so the ride is smooth. With a powerboat you're smashing into waves going that speed. So very few powerboats in the world can keep up with an F50 in high wind. But yeah, I mean, it was just really exciting. The especially Sunday, 12 F50s, 12 countries represented, 10,000 people in the grandstands, hundreds of powerboats and yachts off of Lower Manhattan was just a sight to be seen.
And did you have any activities at the New York Yacht Club with our friends there?
No, we didn't get anything. We didn't do anything over at the club itself, but Commodore Jay Cross is a very close friend and mentor of mine. He was out there on his sailboat with a bunch of guests watching, and he came to our opening party on Thursday night to kick things off. So we didn't do anything over at the club itself, but there were a lot of members out watching us, and Jay was there, Commodore Cross was there, cheering us on.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and we are talking with Mike Buckley, the CEO of the SailGP USA team, on Sports Byline in our broadcast to our 100 million people in 168 countries on 10 platforms. And we are just really privileged to have you, Mike, here. And so I just wanted to give a little station ID for our folks here in the middle of our interview. Can you tell me your relationship with the other teams? Because when I met you coming into the St. Francis Yacht Club off my boat in San Francisco, you were there and you had made friends with the owners of the German team, if I recall. And now there are new owners that have come on board. So tell me a little bit about that relationship behind the scenes when the race is not happening.
Yeah, I think, listen, we're all there to compete, when the lights go on. But there's much more to life than just competing, in sport. And Ryan and I have great relationships with, a number of the other teams, Germans being one of them. Thomas Riedel and Sebastian Vettel and Tim Kriegelstein, great people. Saw them all this weekend. Sebastian came over to watch the racing, so it was nice to see him again. I think we approach, kind of our business is very, from very similar standpoints, right? We want to grow the commercial value of our team, and we share in that. Very exciting news to have Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in Maximum Effort, which is Ryan's production and marketing company, finally announced their deal with the Australian team. That's going to bring our sport and our league to millions of new eyeballs. So the old saying, all ships rise with the tide. We buy into that very much, and exciting times there. We have a very good relationship with Ryan's team at Maximum Effort, and it's just exciting to see what they're going to do. They've already brought in a title partner of the team, and I would expect that we will see lots of really fun stunts and excitement with Ryan and Hugh over the years. But it was a great weekend for our league and all the teams to be here competing alongside so many great sports teams in New York.
Well, and I also mentioned that actress Anne Hathaway is among the investors in the Red Bull Italy SailGPT teams. We have to mention the women too, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, that news obviously, I guess I've probably known about that for too long, so that wasn't the freshest news, and I thought you were referring to Ryan and Hugh. But yeah, one of our investors, Asia, bought the Italian team with Anne Hathaway and Gianluca Passi, who's Jessica Chastain's husband. Some really, really exciting news out of their camp, and to have really the first women led ownership group in SailGP is incredible. So I can't wait to see where they go. We're very close to all those guys.
Well, and of course, for the USA team, you really want to put together a package of your team and all of the support and everything that you do to win this next race that's coming up. And so what are the strategies that you have? Because you're a fairly new ownership, if I recall. Weren't you just becoming on as owner before I met you, or how long have you been an owner?
So Ryan and I bought the team November 2023. So yeah, it's been about a year and a half.
Okay, yeah, I guess relatively new in terms of things happening right after the pandemic, but everything is moving at pace, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like. It feels like, yes, on one hand, it feels like yesterday. On the other hand, it feels like 10 years ago has passed in the last year and a half, adding new partners, more races, new ownership. Just kind of thinking about, when we were here competing a year ago in New York City to where we are today, it feels like it feels like SailGP, everyone in New York City kind of knows SailGP is here. And that's a really, really hard thing to achieve, right? In a city of 9 million people that, can go to any number of restaurants, performances, ball games, hockey games, basketball games, whatever, concerts. GovBall was last weekend, Tribeca Film Festival. But 10,000 people came to watch what we're doing. And that's a huge privilege. And that's a huge testament to, the league and all the teams that are putting in a lot of hard work to make that happen.
Well, and congratulations to all of the people in SailGP, because I know that it's, I've seen this from the very beginning when it started, and I really have appreciated seeing how things have developed and grown and the strategy behind it. We have just about another minute or so. Would you like to give a shout out to any of your, team members, or just tell us about, what you have for the future for them?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, one area that we haven't really touched on is our, on the water performance. It's a process to get to where we want to be. We're not satisfied with where we are right now. I think we all looked at each other Sunday night and realized that, we didn't get going each day until too late. We can't wait until the second race of a day to kind of get our, get it going. So we got to, look in the mirror before next race and show up a little bit more prepared. On the other side, commercially, we announced, multiple new partners last week, including Amazon, second largest company in the United States by revenue. Partnering with the US SailGP team is amazing. And I think you've probably seen some of the excitement around our Tommy Hilfiger clothing capsule, which is going to launch in August. So a lot of really exciting things happening off the water with our partners. We couldn't do this without great partners: Red Bull, T-Mobile, Apex Group. Just want to give all them a shout out and appreciate all their support. And we're gonna keep working to get to where we're comfortable on the water.
Well, it's just really a privilege talking to you, Mike, and I will look forward to seeing you racing in the upcoming race on July 19th and 20th.
Thank you so much for having me. Right back at you, and to all the people listening, I would love to have you follow along. You can download our app on the App Store, US SailGP Team. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. This is Karen Lyle of Sail Sport Talk. We will see you next week on Tuesday.